Good morning, Northeast Kingdom. This is Scott Wheeler with the Vermont Voice, a program of 1490 WIKE in Derby. This morning we have with us Vicki Strong of Albany. She is here to talk about a very difficult chapter in her life, losing her son, Jesse Strong, in Iraq. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Scott. It's nice to be here.
Thank you. Well, I'm really glad to have you here, too, because, you know, ever since your loss, I've often thought about you, because as a parent, I cannot imagine what life was like for you during that period or since then.
Well, you can't imagine what it's like to lose a child and not even try to imagine it, because it's such a difficult journey. But with Jesse, we were so proud of him as a Marine serving our country. He was only 24 when he was killed, but he had lived an incredible life and made a difference to so many people, and so we are very proud of him. So in the midst of our grief, we have tremendous pride.
Yeah, and you've this isn't the first time you've been on shows, is it?
No, we've done many things in memory of Jesse, in honor of him. I've spoken on the radio. There's been a CNN show, a documentary about Jesse's life called Ambush at the River of Secrets. I've done a national TV commercial. Several magazines, Guidepost and In Touch magazine, have had articles about our lives and about Jesse. So we feel privileged to actually stand up and share our story, and also to share Jesse's faith and to show our pride in our military and in our country.
You know what I think really amazes a lot of people, including myself, is your total lack of bitterness at losing your son.
Well, you know, there's always the temptation to feel bitter or to blame, but we can't find anyone to blame. Jesse decided to become a Marine at the age of 18. As he was headed off to college, he joined the Marines as well, and served our country proudly. And just 2 weeks after he graduated from Marine Corps boot camp, September 11th happened. And at that point, I realized I had a son in the military, and that was going to change our lives, and it certainly has. But we're so proud of Jesse. We believe terrorism is a threat in our world, and for him to stand up and defend our country and serve our country and fight against terrorism, I can't have bitterness. I have pride, and we have no regrets.
Do you remember exactly where you were when you heard about the terrorist attacks?
On September 11th, as we all remember, it was a beautiful, sunny, bright day. And we woke up that morning feeling carefree. And at 9:30 that morning, we had a phone call, and someone had let us know what had happened in New York City, quickly turned on the TV. Our son at that time was in college and serving the Marine Corps in the reserves. And it suddenly dawned on me as I saw those towers come tumbling down that my son would most likely be called upon to defend our country. I ran to the phone and called Jesse. He was in his dormitory. And I said, "Jesse, do you see what's happening? Do you see our country is under attack?" And he said, "Mom, I'm ready. I'm ready for whatever I'll be called upon to do to defend our country." And that gave me tremendous comfort in the midst of the shock that I know we all felt that day.
Right. So let's go back to your son's childhood. And your husband is a pastor, Nathan Strong.
That's right.
So he grew up in the church.
He did. My husband's been a pastor for getting close to 30 years, and as we raised our children, we homeschooled them and enjoyed our community, serving in our community. Our family is very close knit. Jesse was the middle child. We have an older son and a younger daughter, and Jesse was the most carefree of our children and the least amount of discipline it took to raise him. But he was a naturally fun child. He was funny. He had a great sense of humor in his personality, and we thoroughly enjoyed him. I think many families are too stressed out to enjoy their children or too busy, and we thoroughly enjoyed Jesse, and he had so much to offer. He was just a wonderful young man.
Right. And he was homeschooled as well.
Yes. When we had our three young children, they were close in age. My husband had a desire to homeschool our children, and that was a new concept at that time. That was in the late 70s, early 80s. And we were kind of pioneers in that regard, that we took those steps to do that, and we homeschooled all three of our children from kindergarten age all the way up through high school. And amazingly, they all went to college, did amazingly well. Jesse graduated magna cum laude from Liberty University, and they blossomed not only academically but socially as well.
I know I remember following his death, there was a lot of people in the community who had many fond memories, and especially in the Albany, Irisburg area. It seems like you had a real close community out there.
We have a wonderful community. We love our community of Albany and Irisburg area. And Jesse had worked at Ray's Market in Irisburg, which, as we all know, those markets and stores and those smaller communities are a social place as well. And so Jesse knew many people through working at Ray's Market in Irisburg, and he loved his job, and he loved reaching out to people and getting to know them as he worked there.
Right. So back up to 9/11,
mm-hmm.
How long was it before you got word that your son was going to be deployed?
After 9/11, his unit was put on be ready to be activated, and we were a little bit on pins and needles because Jesse had 2 years left of college, and we didn't really want his college years to be interrupted. And amazingly, he got through and graduated through his senior year of college, and then he even had another semester of seminary where he went to graduate school, and at that point his Marine Corps unit was activated. So he finally left for Iraq in August of 2004.
What kind of spirits was he in, knowing that he was heading into the war zone?
Jesse was very determined, and he never looked back on anything he ever decided to do and committed himself to do. He did 200%. He was a bit of a perfectionist, so his whole heart and soul was into everything he ever did, and he gave it his all. When he graduated from Marine Corps boot camp, even, he was the company high shooter, which meant that he had the highest rifle range score out of 900 other men of that Marine Corps boot camp. And so when he was deployed to go, he was pretty matter-of-fact. He called and told us. When he even said goodbye, we were not particularly emotional. He wouldn't allow us to be. He was so determined. He said, I'm going to do this, and I know it's the right thing to do. And so we supported him 100%.
Right. And I know he had official duties while over in Iraq, but I also understand that he was kind of like the unofficial chaplain.
That's right. He was technically a combat engineer, so his job was to deploy landmines, find weapons, and do many missions where they were securing areas. But overall, his unit respected him because he was a strong Christian, and they, over a period of the months they were there, relied on him for spiritual guidance and strength and prayer. And even the last mission that his unit went out with Jesse, the night they went out, they gathered together for prayer, and Jesse said the prayer for each of them as they headed out the night that he and three other Marines died.
Right. He also believed in that the Iraqi people should be free.
Yes, he did. He was there not only defending our country's freedom and serving our country, but there for the Iraqi people, a severely oppressed people. At the time he was there, it was still fairly new in the war. And the week that he was killed, they were preparing the Iraqi polls for the first election. And so the night that he went out and there was an ambush and he was killed, they were actually in the process of getting the polls ready for the very first Iraqi election. And when Jesse's body was being shipped to us from Iraq, the Iraqi people went forth and voted for the first time.
How did you get the news?
Well, that's always a hard one to share, but just a second, I gotta get a grip.
Can you still go through?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be fine. I like to tell this part, actually. So, my husband and I were notified of Jesse's death through two Marines coming to our door, and that very day we had no idea what had happened to our son. We had been out for the evening and came home, started to put wood on the fire. It was a cold January night, and all of a sudden we saw headlights come up our driveway, and we didn't know who it might be. We thought, well, it could just be family or friends, and we heard a knock on the door, and my husband opened the door, and we saw two Marines standing there in dress blues. And they didn't actually have to say a thing. We already knew that they were there because our son was killed. But we invited them in, and they told us the story that Jesse had been killed instantly by a rocket-propelled grenade, and three other Marines died with him. And from that very moment, we felt, obviously, grief. Our bodies started to grieve, but our hearts were at peace, and we were very grateful for a son that was so dedicated and willing to help others, and we had so much support and help that we have no regrets, like I said before.
You know, I'm very seldom at a loss for words, but for I can't even begin to understand the pain, because I have boys about your son's age at the time. How old was he?
He was 24. He would be 27 right now.
All right. And I have two boys who are 22. And my sincerest sympathies go out to you, because I can't empathize. I've never experienced the horrors that you've had to experience with two Marines showing up at my door, but I think you are an incredibly brave person for being able to do what you've been doing.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Like I said, we're proud of our son, and we have a story of hope to share, really. Losing a child is probably the hardest loss a parent can ever have, but I feel like we have a story of hope and of healing. It's been 3.5 years since Jesse died, but we've seen a lot of good come out of our pain and our loss. We've gotten to know a lot of new people and had new opportunities. I've actually even corresponded with people, like Barbara Bush wrote to me. There's just been so many things and opportunities that we can see good come out of something so hard.
And you've been in contact with the family of the other Marines killed that night.
Absolutely, yeah. The interesting thing when you lose a child and start going through that long process of grief is you need to reach out to others who understand that loss. And three other families were also grieving the loss of their sons because they died with Jesse. One family that lost their son that night also became closest friends with us because their son had the same birthday as our son Jesse, November 24th. So we have forged a strong bond. We even get together with these families occasionally. So through the process, we needed each other and found each other to be such a support.
Right. And the one thing I recall about his funeral, because I, like many other people in Orleans County, attended it, was you had quite a celebrity who came way up here to perform his funeral. Is the correct term the Reverend Jerry Falwell?
Right.
Right.
Right. He did come, and of course he's kind of a controversial fellow. He's very outspoken, very conservative, family values, man, very patriotic man as well. And Jesse graduated from Liberty University, and even though Jerry Falwell didn't know Jesse personally, he was tremendously proud of Jesse. And he flew up here and actually came and attended the service and performed part of the memorial service. And we felt very honored to have him there. And he was very comforting to us, very personable. He had a wonderful message, and we were very sorry when he passed away. It was a little over a year ago.
So you have experienced a part of the war that even many other families don't understand. Many other families who have loved ones in the war zone. Have you been able to use that experience to help other people who have loved ones serving in the military, or even who or have lost children in the military? And when I say children, some of these people are in their 20s and 30s, but to you, your son was a child, you know, in the sense of that was your...
My son, that's right. So a military death is a little different in that we obviously know they're going into harm's way. We have that anxiety level as they're deployed. We know the worst can happen. And so as military families, we do go through a lot of ups and downs with the anxiety. And it is also our worst fear that we would lose our son there, and that worst fear happened to us. So we're a minority of the amount of troops that have served over there. It's a minority. So we're kind of scattered, few and far between, but we have formed a support group called the Vermont Fallen, and we get together regularly and support each other. And any time there's a military death, we attend the funeral. We reach out to this family during that first year of their grief to help them through those bumps. And then I also reach out further beyond that to other either grieving families who've lost a child, or families beyond our state of Vermont. There's several in New Hampshire that I correspond with. So we need each other's support tremendously, and we try to offer that. And I try to offer that by encouraging others, writing to them regularly, and calling. I also have an opportunity where I speak regularly throughout New England for other groups, and I'm actually speaking on September 11th, and I do that and look forward to these opportunities with pride.
Right. You know, in talking to a couple other families that have lost children in the war, I think that's what you're doing is very important, because during the first few weeks following the death, you know, there's a lot of people there, and then weeks go by, then months go by, and you know, people start going on with their lives, and while they still want to have contact with people who can truly understand, and I would imagine your work is very much appreciated.
I think so, and you're absolutely right. The funeral ends, people go home, and then that's when reality starts sinking in, because you're in a lot of shock, and there's a lot of numbness, and then the real grieving process starts. And for several years, it's very intense, and things like the anniversary of the loved one's death, birthdays, anniversaries, the holidays, and then for me and for others who are military, it's even dates like September 11th, July 4th, Memorial Day. We buried our son Jesse on Memorial Day. So all these days throughout the year bring back the pain, bring it back to the surface. And the most important thing about the grieving process is to do it constructively and try to find ways to honor your loved ones instead of becoming depressed or despondent. And both my husband and I have never felt despair in our grief. We've felt, obviously, intense pain, but we've never given in to self-pity or to despair.
Yeah, I was going to say is, with your husband being a pastor, did he ever, was there ever any weak moments where he said, why me, or he questioned his faith, or were you able to?
I think amazingly, both of us have stayed very consistent in that we didn't turn our grief into anger at God. I know we both have had moments when we said, well, Lord, you could have prevented it, but you didn't, and why? We don't know why, but we do know that ultimately God's in control of all of our lives, and all of us will suffer loss at some point. Both my parents have passed away, and we will all pass away at some point, so none of us have guarantees. All we know is that we truly can trust God, and He loves us. He loved our son, Jesse. So we felt able to trust God with our lives and with Jesse's life.
This morning we have with us Vicki Strong of Albany. She is here to talk about the life and death of her son, Jesse Strong, who died in Iraq. Your son continued to teach, though, or kind of minister to a degree, while he was in Iraq back home, as in he maintained some connections to kids here in the region, didn't he?
Yes. While he was in Iraq,
yes,
and different,
yes,
things, he wrote letters to school children. He had a very strong commitment to mentoring young people and just coming to be their friend and encouraging them. He was a great example as a young man. Jesse had never done anything that I ever felt the least bit worry about or shame. He never smoked, drank, swore. He was 24 and had never really had a girlfriend other than just some friends. He was waiting ultimately for the woman he wanted to marry. So as an example, as a young man, he was wonderful, and giving his life the way he did made him actually, in my mind, a hero. So his life has affected many. The letters he wrote touched many people's hearts. One of the letters he had written to Good Shepherd School in St. Johnsbury was actually put on the internet and circulated for many months after his death.
Do you remember any of the content of it, or?
Absolutely. He wrote a nice little message to those school children. They were in fifth grade, and he said that that God loved them very much and had a special plan for each of their lives. And he said that remember that no problem you will ever have is too big for God to handle, and that no matter what happens, God always has your best interests in mind. And he left them with that message to follow God with their lives, even as youngsters, and to trust in him with their lives. So that message meant a lot to my husband and I after Jesse was killed.
You know, we've spoken a lot about how you're doing and how your husband's doing. How are your two remaining siblings, children doing?
Mm-hmm. Our older son, Matthew, is 29 and had graduated from college when Jesse was killed, and they grew up 23 months apart, and like I said, we'd homeschooled them, so they were the very best of friends. And even through their college years, and when Jesse was in Iraq, they spoke often, and any time their conversations ended, it was always with, hey, dude, I love you, you know, hang in there, see you soon. It was always very close and personable, so it was a shock, a terrible shock to our children, and our younger daughter, Heather, as well. They were very close. So the first year that we grieved, it was difficult, but we tried to encourage each other and support each other in the grieving process. And since then, our daughter is in graduate school learning how to counsel young people, teenagers, and college students who go through traumatic experiences. And our oldest son, Matthew, wants to do something that will, working now, but is looking to find new employment that will do something more meaningful to honor Jesse, perhaps serve our country himself in some way.
So, looking back at the last three and a half years,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bringing it forward to now, it appears that there's a lot of good things going on in Iraq. Is that how you feel?
Absolutely. Our media doesn't really dwell on or show us the amazing things that have happened in Iraq, even in the last few years since Jesse served, how they're rebuilding the country. It's become so much safer. Women and children are now given opportunities they never had before. And that country, over time, will blossom. And as Americans, we have to be patient and let that happen. So many positive things are happening there.
You know, probably the one of the most amazing things that you've ever told me is this was shortly after your son's death, was the way you feel about the people who killed your son.
Mm.
How do you feel?
It's funny, I've often thought of that, Scott, that I have no feelings of revenge or like horrible anger. I have compassion for the Iraqi people and for the actual people who killed my son. They were extremists and the insurgents who have no even regard for the Iraqi people themselves. So these people are being brought to justice, and I'm grateful for that, for the sake of the Iraqi people, for peace in their country and their region. But the Iraqi people as a culture, I feel compassion for and feel grateful that their country is now earning its freedom and learning how to be free, and that's a long process. So we have to be patient and let their freedom take hold.
And you even hope for the best for the souls of your son's killers. Is that correct?
I do. I don't know. I do believe, I have been told that those men that brought the ambush and attacked, there was a convoy that my son was in along with the other Marines. The Marines do an incredible job, and I do believe those insurgents were killed that night. But may God have mercy on them. I know my son's with the Lord, and he's safely in the presence of God, so I'm grateful for that.
So now that we're wrapping up here, what's for the future? What do you think people should do for the troops as this war apparently is winding down?
I personally feel that we as Americans should never for a moment take our freedom for granted and show appreciation to all of the military and to the price that's being paid every day for our freedom around the world. Obviously, we live in a world that has evil, and terrorism is not gone or has not been totally defeated. We've given it a blow and stood up against them, but we have to be diligent and be grateful for what we have as Americans and live our lives with that freedom in mind and to keep pursuing it and stand up strong for what we believe in.
Right. You know, there's, I'm sure many people have told you that your son died a hero.
Yes, some have. And some have questioned, do I think he died in vain? And I absolutely say no. That a young man who stands up against oppression and serves proudly for our country is a hero. No matter what happens from here in Iraq or anywhere else in the world, Jesse gave his life for other human beings, and he, in my mind, is a true hero.
Well, Vicki, yes, your son was a hero, but so are you, and so is your husband, because for the simple reason is you're able to tell his story, you're able to help other people. And I think your entire family should be commended, because, as I said at the beginning, I cannot fathom what you have gone through, and to be able to turn such a horrible chapter in your life into something that you can help other people. You are a hero.
Thank you so much, Scott, and God bless you.
Okay, this morning's guest was Vicki Strong of Albany. She was here to talk about the death of her son, Jesse Strong, in Iraq. Thank you for listening to the Vermont Voice on 1490 WIK in Derby. Have a great day in Vermont's last frontier, Vermont's Northeast Kingdom. Thank you for being with us, Vicki.
Thank you.